Aleishu Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Mem Ches. This is the fourth chapter. Lamadnu Rashei Pirkei Turas Yesodes. So we've looked at just the headings, really in a nutshell, regarding the fundamental ideas of Midos. Me'ata, at this point, Aleinu Nasim Lev LaNetiyos HaKlaliyos Shebana. What you want to pay attention to is to general tendencies, leanings, literally, in a person. The author defines it. Netiya Einah Midah Megubeshes. When we say a leaning, we're not talking about a crystallized, solid midah, something that it's already part of the person. V'gam eina yesod benefesh, it's not something fundamental to the soul. Ela gisha klalis elatzmo v'zelosayit. It connotes a general approach that a person has to himself and towards others. And we're going to elaborate on these ideas now. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, Shelisha simonim yeshbu mazay. This nation, the Jewish nation, is characterized by three signs. Harachamanim, v'abayishanim, v'gomlei chasadim. And then the Gemara says, Kol sheyesh bo shlosha simanim alalu, a person who has these three, ra'ui lehidabek b'umazay, is worthy of joining this nation. So the author points out, a diuk, ein elu midois. Gemara doesn't say, shalosh midois, yesh b'umazay. It says, ela simonim. Again, we define it, kavim klalim ba'adam. We talk about general, an outline in the person. From them may in fact develop great midos, and from the lack of them, what could develop is the opposite. But these are netiyos, they are leanings. And now we elaborate on each one. Rachmanus, compassion. It's a tendency to connect to others and to empathize. It's the softness of the heart that is affected by the other person's suffering and takes it into account. What is the opposite of rachmanus? Achzarius. Normally, in modern Hebrew, one translated as cruelty. Kloima, the author says etymologically, achzar, completely alienated. Leloi kol gisha shel edidus, without any approach of friendship, of understanding, of havana el hazolos, no understanding towards the other. The second siman that the Gemara mentioned is baishanim, so baishanus in etiyah lastir atzmo. It's a tendency to hide oneself, literally, in all respects, yetzarav v'shiflusoi, both the negative, to hide one's shortcomings, v'gama aloisav, and also one's abilities and talents. Just a tendency towards privacy. She'enu ritze b'hizgalus liboy, as Rabbeinu Yonah puts it. The person doesn't want to wear his heart on the sleeve. It's the opposite of chitzenius, almost. Ha'hefech, there's a topographical error there. Ha'hefech, the opposite is azus, what Chazal call, that often translated as brazenness. She'ifa legalois atzmoi, the tendency to reveal, hen betoiv, hen bemutav, both the positive aspects and their opposite, but just that expressionism, that extrovertedness. And the third siman that the Gemara mentions, goymel chasadim inetiyalius chonen venesin tamid, the tendency to bestow, to give. Ha'hefech, the opposite, ha'kili, the stingy person, she'ifasilius noitel, whose aspiration is to take, and just to benefit from the world, from others, from life. Shalosha simanim halalu, these three simonim, hem ha'shoresh letira avoida u'gmilus chasadim. That's already the chidush of the author. These three simonim are the root for tira avoida u'gmilus chasadim. In Mele, we understand why the Gemara says a person has these three simonim is worthy to join this nation. It's not just that they are positive, but rather they serve as the foundations for Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim. V'anetiyos ha'afuchos is the opposite, what we call achzarius, cruelty, azus, brazenness, and netilah, to take, those are the shorish la'avodah zara, gilui arayos, u'shvichus damim. There's a reference here to the Maharal's commentary on Avos. Let's see how. Ha'achana la'Torah, the prerequisite for Torah, hi baishanus, kloma ha'netiyah la'astir atzmoi. A tendency to be private. This is remarkable, that this is a prerequisite for Torah. This idea of Baishanim, the idea of not being overly extroverted. He explains, Torah hina pnimius kol olamos. Torah is about deeper dimensions. Ve'adam ashesh ifasoy iratzonu rak bizgalus liboy. A person whose aspiration is to reveal, to expose, b'mei yuchal lizkoyet l'Torah. How can he earn Torah? Chazal say, boish ponim legan Eden. Those with Baishanus are headed towards Gan Eden. Mishichalko besisrei hamadrigois. A person who does this, he hides. Hu yachol lizkoyet nikuda pnimis shekol olamos. He's capable of earning entry into those deeper dimensions of the world. The famous pasuk in Micha, Yigid lecha adam ma toiv uma Hashem doresh mimcha. The Navi tells us what Hashem seeks of you. He lists three things: Kim aseis mishpat, the ahavas chesed, and to love chesed, hatznea leches im lekecha, and to walk with your God with tzinius. So the author says, la leches im lekecha, this ability to walk with one's God, yachol rak hatzanua hamastir atzmoi, only he is capable. In brackets, mastir atzmoi. When we say this, ein amis alim yitzar, doesn't mean that he ignores his yitzarim. Kizeu ein teichoy kevaroi. That would be a negative thing, characterized as ein teichoy kevaroi. His inside is not like the outside. Vezoi atzma tzura shel izgalus levavoi. That is by itself a form of revealing. That's not what we mean by mastir atzmoi. Ela haadam yodeh heitev yitzro. The person knows very well his yitzar. Veinu maniach lo lifotz achutza, but he doesn't allow it to just burst outside. You see that the Navi mentions three things. A third, one of them, mevusas atznius. It's based on atznei leches imelekech, haynu baishanus. The opposite of that, hu gilui arayos, literally, to reveal, to expose arayos. Shemegaleser oilasti, what it is to expose things which are really appropriately hidden. Ulam, again, when we speak about this tendency, it's not just the extreme example of Gilui Arayos. It encompasses many things. Mi Gilui Arayos, from the extreme example of sexual impropriety, and, as the pasuk says, Oilech Rochil Megales Soide, to say things which are inappropriate, to reveal things which really should have been kept secret. Uvo Urea Dechan Adorim Agim, if you want to see how far this goes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hahu Talmida. The Nafik Alei Kola, the Gale Milsa, the Isma Bebe Midesha, Basa Esrim Vatat in Shinin. There was a Talmid about whom it was revealed that he revealed something that had been said in the Beis Midrash 22 years later. Apke Rav Ami Bebe Midesha, Rav Ami expelled him from the Beis Midrash. Omar Dein Gale Razia, this is the person who revealed secrets, even though it was 22 years later. Uver Ches Chaim Laroish Siman Mem Aleph. He writes, Soid Acher Al Tegale. Something that is secret, that's private information, do not reveal. Gam es advarim asher yedabu lefanecha shelo al derasot. Even if it's related to you not as a secret, the person doesn't insist that you keep it secret, but rather do not reveal information unnecessarily. Tomnem bekirois libecha. You should hide them in the walls of your heart, deep within your heart. Gam im tishomem chay. If you then hear it from another person, Al tomar kvar shamati zeh. Don't say, oh, I already heard this. These are all basic indications of tznius on the one hand, gilui on the other hand. That's the one. Ha'achana la'avidah, the prerequisite for avidah Hashem, hi harachamanus. Inyan ha'avidah, the concept of avidah is lechazek esakeshi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lekarev es ha'shechina elenu yoser v'yoser, to draw the Shechina down closer and closer to us. Kesher v'kiruv, but these ideas of bond, connection, closeness, yitachin rak be'adam asher nafshei pesucha l'hagashas hazulas. It's only possible for a person whose soul is open to empathize, to feel with another person. Ach zar, a cruel person, meaning alienated, einu mesuga l'karev. It's just distant. You can't draw anyone closer. Achein, and indeed, hefech avodah, what's the opposite of avodah Hashem? Avodah zara. Alien forms of worship. Asher kishma keni, literally, avodah hanivas mizarus. It's avodah that stems from an alienation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lichoira, when we read the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah at the beginning, it seems Nav'a Avodah Zarah Me'Rigesh Mufraz. Avodah Zarah stemmed from an exaggerated sensitivity b'chvod HaBorei to the honor of the Creator. She'en ra'ui la'atrichoi b'da'agoseinu ha'ktanois. It's not appropriate to bother him with our minuscule concerns. Ke'eloi al ha'shamayim kevoidoi. That was the beginnings of it as the Rambam describes it. What hides behind this, Mr. Teres, Zarus Tavoy. What hides is an alienation from the Creator. Ad kedei, to the extreme that Yechezkel describes, Achorehem Elechal Hashem. Their backs were turned to Yechal Hashem and they bowed towards the east. Finally, Hachana Ligmilus Chasadim, the prerequisite for Gmilus Chasadim, he techunas Gomle Chasadim, is the tendency of Gomle Chasadim. Klamar, Rak Mishabitivoy Choinen Venesel. Persons with this tendency to bestow, to give. Hu Yachoy Ligmol Chesed. He can reach the level of Gmilus Chasadim. Hu Damru Chazal. Chazal make this initially perplexing statement. Ahavas Chesed in the Pasuk in Micha that speaks about Ahavas Chesed. Zoy Gmilus Chasadim. It's a reference to Gmilus Chasadim. The Kashed Maika Mashmanan. Well, what commentary are they making over here? Seemingly, it's very difficult. According to our explanation, things fit in very well. Chazal megalim lanu, what Chazal do reveal in this Gemara in Makos, ki ma'aseh shel gmilus chasadim, an act of gmilus chasadim noveh ach v'rak me'ahavas chesed. It stems, it has to begin from a love of chesed. Dehainu mimi shemitzad techunaso yuchonen v'nesed. A person who, in his personality, wishes to give. Mitalmidav shel Bil'am, from his followers, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos puts it, you can't anticipate, you can't expect chesed from them. Ki kol mahusa mi'ayin ra'a al achirim. The essence is to look at others negatively. Ruach gvoha b'mo'atam al atzmam, arrogance as they look at themselves. Nefesh rechava b'shifa lehoin. And a greed that expresses itself in an aspiration for wealth. Ki im mishu mehem oseh dvar chesed, if one of them does an act that appears to be chesed, who metzape litmura betaklim utkilin. He expects a reciprocation. He wants exactly back. He wants a payment. Sharikuloi noitel is a person who takes. Ach verak tamidav shel Avraham Avinu mesugalim litmol chesed. It's the followers of Avraham Avinu who are capable of bestowing chesed. In the brackets, the author refers one to Rav Dessler's essays on chesed in Kutres Chesed. Lochen hefcha shel gmilus chasadim. The opposite of gmilus chasadim, the extreme opposite, is shfichus damim. Shehanitel, the person who's in this world to take, meroiv lehitusoi, in the extreme case, alul gam lishpoich dam kedei lehasig ma'avayav, can get to the situation of spilling blood in order to fulfill his desires. Hari shalosh netiyos elu in simanei adam yisrael. So these three tendencies are the fundamental signs of a Jew. Those levels that correspond to them, as we explained, that's the world. It constitutes the world of Klal Yisrael. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Ishvichus Damim, the three extreme negative Averos, Hena Hefech HaKitzoni L'Yitzon Hashem, they are the polar opposite to the will of Hashem. Lachen Hen B'Yareg V'Aliyavor, they're governed by the law of Yareg V'Aliyavor. En Kol Pele'i for you. It's not surprising, therefore, she'azhara lehen ba b'Torah teichef acharei aseres ha'dibois. The Torah mentions them immediately after aseres ha'dibois. Aval nifla, what is wondrous? Keitzad ha'tira mezeralim, the manner in which the Torah speaks about them. Ein ze ela'am Yisrael b'madigasei atzuma. It could only be addressed to Am Yisrael on its immense level. Teichef achar kabbalah satira, immediately following kabbalah satira, she'ayachol lekabel dvarim nisgavim keled. It could only this nation at that stage could hear such exalted words as follows. Al shalosh azaros nitzavuaz. Immediately following Matan Torah in Yisroi, they were given three prohibitions. Al akruvim, shelo yasum kesef, regarding the kruvim on the Aron HaKodesh, they should not be made of silver, or arba mispar, or to be made, let's say, four of them, sheze yechashev avodah zarah. That would count already as avodah zarah. Then, v'shelo yilehanif barzel al avnei ha-mizbeach, not to use iron implements on the stones from which the Mizbech would be built. Shabarzel nivra lekatzei yamav shel adam. As Rashi there explains, that iron is created to shorten a person's life. It's used for weaponry. and the Mizbeach is opposite. Harei Richuk Shvichus Damim. So here we see an extreme distance from Shvichus Damim. And then, V'sheloi la'alos b'ma'alois ala Mizbeach, not to use steps to climb onto the Mizbeach. Rather, we have a ramp. Because taking big steps, as would be done with steps, is an extremely subtle form of gilui erva. So you see over here, shakda Torah l'archika b'chinois hadakois b'yosei. The Torah is careful here to distance the most subtle levels me'averois shoshios elu of these root averois, the vinyan mikdash Hashem, when we build the mikdash. And the me'aroinu me'amizbeach lelamed u'leodia, to teach us ki hazehirus bein hi yesodeh shel klal Yisrael. Being careful of here is the foundation of klal Yisrael, v'yesod kol haTorah kula, it's the foundation of all the Torah, as we explained on the previous page. Baze siyamnu eskiras yesodeh v'netiyos eikariyos. So we hereby conclude a scan, a very brief introduction to the fundamentals and general tendencies shem, as Rav Chaim Vital said, ki se the yesoid, the shoresh, they are the seat, the foundation, the root, ela nefesh al yonah sechlis, for the higher soul that we have, the intellectual soul, asher bah teluyin tariag mitzvah satira. And that is the soul that fulfills the mitzvah, kidrei Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, as we've seen before. Ad kan.